Good afternoon. This is Hope McLeod.
Good afternoon, Sister McLeod. Trustee McLeod, welcome.
Thank you.
Let us pray, yeah. Pray together, all I need. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, I cry, Lord, yeah.
Have mercy on me.
Let us pray, yeah.
Pray
on our knees.
On our knees.
Oh, let us pray.
Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pray
on our knees.
On our knees.
We'll have a witness in here. When I fall on my knees, put my face to the rising sun, I cry,
Lord,
have mercy on
me.
I thought I had a witness in here. Let us pray
on our knees.
Trustee Brenda Lewis.
Welcome. Trustee Brenda Lewis. Welcome.
Sister Sylvia Gale.
Welcome. Sister Gale, welcome.
Thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Deaconess Milton Nelson, caller.
Good afternoon, Deaconess Mildred Nelson. Welcome.
All is well.
All the time. All the time.
All the time.
Yes,
ma'am.
All I need.
Good afternoon, Trustee Paul Porter.
Good afternoon, Trustee Paul Porter. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the Parker family.
Good afternoon, Parker family. Welcome.
Thank you.
On my knees, with my face.
Good afternoon, Lisa Shipman.
Good afternoon, Lisa Shipman. Glad to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Can we say it again? Let us
pray.
Yeah. I don't hear y'all here. Is there anybody from the rip? Wanna break bread together?
Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus. On our knees. Oh, yeah. On our knees.
Good afternoon. Deacon Richards here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Deacon Richards.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. It's Nancy Claiborne.
Good afternoon. This is Nancy Claiborne. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let us pray on our knees. That's what old folks would say about our knees. They get together on the first and third Sunday. Let us break bread together. On our knees. Oh, yeah, on our knees. Oh, when I fall.
Welcome.
Leonard Brown.
Welcome. Sister Brown. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let us pray. The body and blood of our
Lord.
Oh, yeah. When I fall on my knees.
Teresa Brown. Good afternoon. Sister Teresa Brown. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Deacon Adams.
Good afternoon, Deacon Adams. Welcome.
Happy birthday. Is there anybody here? Happy birthday. I go over here. Oh, mercy, Lord. Every time I inhale, I can tell the mercy, y'all. Every time I exhale, I can tell the mercy, y'all. You ought to give God the praise for the rest of this evening. Wherever you be, if it was not for the mercy of God, yeah, yeah. Thank God for his mercy. You ought to tell him, mercy woke me up this morning.
Mr. Alice, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Mercy put food on my table. Through your mercy, I know that you ain't low. Anybody thankful for his mercy? The old folk was still away. Get all by themselves.
Let us pray.
All I need, when I fall, on my knees, put my face to the rising sun, I cry, Lord, have mercy, have mercy.
Good afternoon. This is Ella Belton from Ocala, Florida.
Welcome, Sister Belton. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Deacon Waters.
Good afternoon, Deacon Waters.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Rick.
Moselle Leslie. Yes. Welcome.
Okay, have a blessed day.
You too.
Bolden.
Good afternoon, Deacon Bolden. Welcome.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washes as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Oh, yeah,
Lord. This is Brother Josiah.
Welcome, Brother Josiah. Welcome.
Thank you for the blood, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. It washes wine. Come on, say it again. Oh, the blood. Yeah. The blood of Jesus, oh, the blood, thank you, Jesus, oh, the blood, it was yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Deacon Harrison. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Welcome, Deacon Harrison. Welcome.
Thank you. Jesus is going away. Don't worry, he's coming back. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, say it again. Jesus is going away, yeah. He's coming back again. I can't wait to see him.
Deacon Jones.
Shallow family.
Welcome. Deacon Jones. Welcome.
Thank you.
How many of y'all remember this over here? Listen, watch it. There is power. Yeah. Where is it? In the blood. Come on and sing it. And it's in. Oh, you don't sound like you convinced me. There is power. power, yes it is. It's in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and say it. Oh, power, wonder-working, yes. And somebody who's bleeding the blood over your life, you know this is it. And there is healing. Yes. It's in the blood. You can find it in the blood of Jesus. That's easy. Yeah. It's in the blood. And just in case the devil stole it from you, there is your joy. And it's in the blood. Yeah. Mama, thank you for telling me I can find joy. Wonder working. Yeah, in the presence. Now, listen, tell me, what can wash away your sins? Yeah, I got the testimonies on this side. Oh, what can make you whole again?
Good afternoon.
Come on, sing it. Say,
good afternoon. Oh. Welcome, welcome.
It makes
thank
me
you.
Wide.
God bless. God bless you too.
The blood. What can wash away every one of our sins? Come on and sing it like you really convinced her. Just be honest. What came and made you whole again? Nothing to see. Come on. Oh, precious. It makes me wild. No. No other. No other proud time. No. Thank you, Lord. Somebody high five and say it was the blood.
Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus that allowed us to be on this call one more time. We welcome each and every one of you this afternoon for this wonderful, wonderful service. At this time, we would like to call on Trustee Hope McLeod to read us our scripture. Trustee Hope McLeod.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we're asking you to read the scripture.
Sure.
Okay.
Good morning, Shiloh, and thank you, Reverend Watkins. Good morning, Shiloh, family, friends, and to everyone on the worship line. Today's scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians Chapter 11, verses 23 through 34. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 34. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats this bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment unto themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Anyone who is hungry should eat something at home, so that when you meet together, it may not result in judgment. And when I come, I will give further directions. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Trustee McLeod. Every day is a day for us to praise God, to worship Him, to honor Him, for He deserves every honor and glory. Every one of our hallelujahs belong to Him. And at this time, we want to ask Sister Natasha Groom to come and give us our praise and worship.
Good afternoon, Shiloh. Let us magnify the Lord and praise His name together. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Yes. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Holy is the rock. Righteous is the rock. Faith is the rock. Oh, Jesus is the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Blessed be the rock. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen, amen, for the rock. Please prepare your hearts and your mind for prayer, for that little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. And we're going to call on Deacon Sonia Jackson Sims to render us our prayer.
Thank you, Reverend Watkins. Good afternoon, family and friends. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks as we gather this afternoon to praise and worship you. Father God, if we have 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to say thank you. So we shout hallelujah, because we are grateful and you are worthy to be praised. Father in heaven, we thank you that you look beyond our faults and grant us another opportunity to life. Lord, we thank you. O Lord, O God, let your light shine in our hearts, the light that can encourage and lead us until our standing is still. May the higher nature born in us become stronger, so that the lower perishable nature does not rule over us. Lord, we pray that you help us to overcome this perilous time that we are faced with. May we feel content with the knowledge, knowing that we are loved and treasured by you. May we be surrounded by your peace, knowing that you, Lord, is aware of our pains and our sorrows. May we be reminded of your promise that you will be with us always, even to the end of the age. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray today and ask that you comfort the sick and afflicted and heal the hearts of the bereaved. We pray for the family. We pray for our church family, our church community, and every family that are represented on these phone lines. We also pray for the nation and its leaders. Father God, we ask that you grant them wisdom and understanding, and let them be about the interests of the country and not self. Father, we ask now that you bless your anointed vessels who will be ministered to us this afternoon. We pray that as he pours into us, that you bless him afresh. We pray that you bless his family and keep him safe. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in darkness do you see. There is life for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. It is in the wonderful name of Jesus we do pray. Let us all say, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. Thank you, Lord, for making us whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so full and so free. Amen.
Amen. It is now time for our family notifications and announcements, and we call on our leader, Deacon Dr. Cynthia Richards.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. And we can truly say today, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. We praise the Lord that we can still be assembled together, worshiping him. And today, we just want to thank all the participants in our service. We want to start with Trustee Hope McLeod, who brought us scripture, Deacon Sonia Jackson Sims, who brought us prayer, and we want to thank in advance Deacon Ernest Bolden, who will bring communion prayer. We also want to thank our music team, our ever-dependent music team of Sister Natasha Groom and Brother Josiah Spellman for leading our worship music. And we also thank Reverend Barbara Watkins for serving as our illustrious worship leader while Deacon Margaret Henry recuperates. And today, we want to wish everyone a blessed, peaceful, and safe Labor Day weekend. May God just cover us all as we go here to there. And this is a reminder that it is Communion Sunday today, So if individuals have forgotten to gather their elements, please take some time, gather your elements so we can participate in the Holy Communion. And on the church's website, there are community announcements coming from the county legislator, and I call your attention to the church's website for those community announcements. There are quite a few of them. And church, let us remember, our God is a prayer-answering God. Our God answers prayer. And we are very grateful today. We give thanks to the Lord for what we have seen and heard, the improvement in our sick members. Trustee Diane Waters is out of the hospital and she is recuperating at the Hebrew facility, United Hebrew. Deacon Margaret Henry is out of hospital and she is recuperating at home. Sister Laura Jeffries is out of hospital and she's back at Schaefer. God be the glory. And we also ask you to keep in mind Brother Benny Giles, keep him in your prayers, Reverend Eugene Woodson, and likewise Sister Gwyneth Boykin. Keep all our sick and shut in. Some we know of, some we do not know, but lift up all our sick to the throne of grace. And church, we also ask that you keep the bereaved families of our church in your prayers. And not just our church, but bereaved families in your prayers. We want to lift up especially Sister Esther Lawson and her family. Sister Alice Lawson, I beg your pardon. Sister Alice Lawson and her family who lost Sister Estelle, her sister. So please lift up the Lawson family in your prayers as they go through their period of bereavement. And we are asking everyone to continue. Do not get weary in prayer. We are asking everyone to pray for the COS and the church as we continue with the search to call a senior pastor. So please keep us all in your prayers that we will use discernment to choose a person that God has picked out for us. And it is September, and we begin our new church calendar for this church year. So, we announce that there will be a food truck distribution on Friday. And I want to emphasize Friday, because normally it was Wednesday, but this time it is Friday, September 23 at 12:30 p.m. There will be a food truck distribution at the church. And then on next Sunday, September 11, we will be returning first time for the pandemic, worshiping in the sanctuary. Let me announce that again. Next Sunday, September 11, we will be doing our first in-person worship in the sanctuary. And there will just be one activity. That will be the 10:30 service. We are taking it slowly as we go along. So we will be worshiping at 10:30 a.m. next week in the sanctuary at church. And by now, you should have, all members should have received letter from the church, or if you have not received it by tomorrow, you should be receiving a letter from the church outlining all of the guidelines that will be utilized for worshiping in the church, considering we are still in the throes of the COVID pandemic. Now, we last Sunday I had announced from the Sunday school area that distribution would be made to the children of school supplies and so on. But we have changed that and it will be done next Sunday since we all will be at church. It will be accommodating the parents and the children. So next Sunday, the Sunday school will do their distribution. Thank you for understanding. And our weekly activities. Next Sunday, Remember, we will be at church for one service. And to all the people in the adult Sunday school, we will not have Sunday school on next Sunday. But following, we will tell you when. We will be worshiping on the third Sunday, September 18. That's the third Sunday, September 18. Then we will return to having Sunday school in church preceding the service. So here is the schedule. We will have Sunday school next, the Sunday that is September 18, and Sunday school will start at 9:15 and end at 10:15. And then at 10:30, worship service will commence. I want to make it very clear. One more time. On September 18, we will be returning to Sunday school at Shiloh. Sunday school will start at 9:15 a.m. and it will continue until 10:15 a.m. And service will follow at 10:30 a.m. And then on the third Wednesday of September, we will resume Bible study. We took a little break in August, and so on the third Wednesday, we will return to Bible study. But we will continue Bible study, as we always are doing, on conference call or virtual. So we will be back in Bible study on the third Wednesday of September, 7 p.m., and it will be, as usual, on conference call. And the men's Bible study will also continue. And then we just remind everyone that we have morning prayer at 6:30 a.m., Monday through Friday, and we have evening prayer at 9 p.m., Monday through Friday. And those are our announcements. And now I will call on the trustees, Trustee Paul Porter, followed by Deacon David Nelson. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Dr. Richards. And good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family, friends, and visitors. It's given. And Malachi 3:10 tells us, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. So we give through Givelify, Easy Tithes, and the envelope system. Givelify, you need to have the app downloaded to your smartphone or tablet. Easy Tithes, you can give by going to the church's website at sensationalshiloh.com. and clicking on the donate button. Envelope system, you can either mail them in or bring them by the church. If you are going to mail them, you would send them to Shiloh Baptist Church of New Rochelle, 185 Lincoln Avenue, and the zip code is 10801. If you choose to bring them today, starting at 2 o'clock, Trustee Rose Gabadon and I will be at the church to accept all tithes, offerings, and benevolent offerings, or any offering or donation that you may want to bring today. And let me thank everyone again for your continued support. And I pray that we all have a blessed Labor Day weekend, a continued blessed Labor Day weekend, and a blessed week to follow. God bless you all. Deacon Nelson.
Thank you, Trustee Porter. Good afternoon, Sensational Shiloh family and friends. I just want to touch base on our protocols that we will be following for our in-person services starting next Sunday. We will be doing registration You can register for this service starting this afternoon. Registration will be available on our church's website. It will be open at 5 p.m., starting this afternoon at 5 p.m., and registration will close on Friday at 12 noon, Friday, September 9th at 12 noon. Again, registration for September 11th, Sunday, September 11th, the second Sunday, September. Next Sunday, service will begin today at 5 p.m., and we'll close on Friday, September 9th at 12 noon. If you're registered, we will be checking everybody in to register, who has registered in service on Sunday when you get to church. We'll be checking your temperature. We'll be checking, also asking you a question regarding health screening and checking to see that you have been vaccinated, because we are asking everybody to be vaccinated and show proof of vaccination. Everybody will be asked to wear a face mask while in the building, and if you do not have one, we do have some available at the church to provide for you for the service. Again, if you are feeling any illness, any type of flu-like symptoms mainly, or if you have a temperature that's over 100 degrees, we're going to ask that you stay home. The service for those who cannot make it will be available on our website to be seen on our Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel. Our Facebook page is Shallow Baptist Shallow Neuro, and also our YouTube channel is Sensational Shallow NR. So you can see the service on any one of those three platforms, or if you don't have access to see on the platforms, you can listen to the service on this very call line. We'll have the audio available on this line, so you can dial in next Sunday to hear the service starting at 10:15. We'll start the call line at 10:15, and service should start at 10:30. Okay. Again, we're asking everybody to please register in advance, and we will be having designated seating section for those in the sanctuary who are of the same household. So we ask that you register that you're part of coming in as a household or family member, same household, so you can sit next in the close proximity next to each other. If you're not coming with as somebody else in your own household, we ask that you register as an individual, and that way you will allow the seating in. We'll have the good number of seating for the household members as well as for the individuals. If you cannot access the church's website to register, you can call the church office. The number is 914-636-7440. The office, it will be closed tomorrow in the observance of Labor Day, but you can leave a message and they will get back to you to complete all the information necessary to register. Again, registration will begin starting at 5 p.m. today and will close on Friday at 12 noon. So please thank you everyone for your time and your patience, and you have a blessed day.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Deacon Dr. Richards, Trustee Paul Porter, and Deacon David Nelson for all of those announcements and instructions. So please govern yourselves accordingly. It is preaching time. Our preacher today needs no introduction. He needs no introduction. He's been preaching for us a long time, and he's still preaching that word and feeding us. And our preacher of the hour today is no other than Dr. Brian Scott. Reverend Dr. Brian Scott. Following the sermonic hymn by Brother Josiah Spellman, the next preaching voice you will hear will be that of Reverend Brian Scott. Hear ye him as he breaks unto you the bread of life.
Afternoon, Shiloh. I'm so anxious that the church is opening up, and Just want to make a reminder that this is all about Jesus, and we must keep Jesus as the center of our life. And I just want to confess that Jesus is the center of my joy. And the song says, Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, You're the center of my joy. When I lost my direction, you were the compass for my way. You were the firelight when my nights got long, cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shadowed on my feet when I'm all alone. Your hand was there to hold. That's why I say shalom, that Jesus is the center of my joy. And all that's good and perfect comes from you and only you. Yeah, you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Yeah, you are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and streams, the voices of a children with my family and my friends. You're the source and finish of my highest dream. Oh, Lord, yes, Jesus, he's the center of my joy, my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you, you and only you. Yes, you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Yes, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. I'm gonna say it again. Jesus, yes, you are the center of my joy. I'm gonna say it again. Jesus, Lord, you are the center of my joy. When I was lonely, feeling sad, you picked up my head and made me glad. When I was down, deep and depressed, you cleaned up my eyes, cleaned out my mess. I want to say Jesus, something by the name Jesus, come in the name of Jesus. Nobody else but Jesus. I'm going to say his name. Jesus. 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 Yes, my Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You're the center of my joy. My joy, my joy, my joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God be praised. He is the center of our joy. We celebrate his goodness. Let's go before him in believing prayer. Eternal God, our Father, Thank you for keeping us through the night. Thank you for the way you have preserved and spared and gone before us. Thank you for regulating every irregularity. Thank you now for reordering every disorder. Thank you for calling to right function that which seems to be dysfunctional in the lives of your people. Thank you for a word of clarity, for a word of conviction, for a word of cheer, that we might remember, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you for raising up the bowed down head. And thank you for giving it divine enablement to that brother, that sister, who is wounded or weakened by life. As we look to thee, we believe that the Lord is our keeper, the shade upon our right hand, and we thank you for meat in due season. Thank you, God, for answering prayer. Thank you for deliverance through Christ Jesus and his finished work on Calvary. By his stripes we are healed. It is in the matchless, mighty, marvelous, and majestic name of Jesus, our sweet Redeemer, that we submit this petition with thanksgiving and say together with one voice, amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, we come together on this morning, this afternoon. I invite your attention to the Holy Scripture as it is recorded by St. John, the 21st chapter and the 18th verse. St. John 21, verse 18. I shall read to you from the New International Version of the Word of God. And it reads, I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. For the time that it is ours to share on this afternoon, I want to talk to you about these four words. I want to talk to you about the mystery of maturity. Wherever you are, say the mystery of maturity. On this past week, I took my youngest son to the doctor to receive a physical. I was somewhat astonished when the doctor shared how much he had grown since our last visit. While over the course of, the past several months, I had wondered why he was sleeping so much, I noticed the change in his sleeping pattern. But it wasn't until I spoke with the physician that I understood that children grow at night. They grow in their sleep. The human growth hormone, or the HGH, is most active when one enters the deepest sleep. When the adolescent enters the deepest sleep, this hormone kicks in, and it is most active. Children grow at night. Now, I want to lay that physical reality beside a spiritual truth, that just as children grow at night, God grows disciples in what looks like night seasons. That God grows us in seasons not of comfort, but he grows us in seasons of confrontation. Dare I say he grows us in the night season. We come appropriately on this afternoon at this hour of meditation to the 21st chapter of the Gospel of John, where Jesus is confronting Peter, and he has asked him three times, Peter, do you love me? Now, the 21st chapter of John ought to really be understood against the 26th chapter of Matthew, because it's in the 26th chapter of Matthew where Peter messed up, but it's in the 21st chapter of John where Jesus says, I have more mercy than you have missed. It is in the 26th chapter of Matthew where Peter falls down, but it is in the 21st chapter of John where Peter is forgiven. It is the 26th chapter of Matthew where Peter denies Jesus three times, but it's in the 21st chapter of John where Peter decides to follow Jesus by affirming, Lord, I love you. And I want to tell you that in this night season, my brothers and my sisters, you need to affirm your love for the Lord, because it is a fact that God loves you. What do you mean, God? Well, God kept Peter alive after the denial, after his mess up, after his failure. All the good stuff steps or the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way, and though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholds him. Wave your hand and say, Lord, thank you for upholding me. I know I've fallen down. I know I've messed up. I know I have some mess, but thank you for your mercy that's been greater than all of my mess ups. Such a juncture is before us at this hour meditation on this afternoon. And I must confess, my brothers and my sisters, this is a very cryptic passage of Scripture, a mystic passage of Scripture, very mysterious that Jesus would come to the words verse 18 in chapter 21. Jesus has affirmed Peter. Indeed, Jesus has forgiven Peter. Now Jesus seems to be introducing something into Peter's life which sounds punitive. It doesn't really sound like a blessing. It sounds like a burden. It doesn't sound like a word of affirmation. It sounds like a word of adversity. It is not the promise of ecstasy. It sounds more like a word of agony. And if we are truthful on this afternoon, sometimes even believers walk through difficult places, at difficult hours, at junctures when we are tried to our very souls. Even though God loves us, he does not always exempt us from the storm or stand between us and that which we have been praying against. Sometimes he allows it. Sometimes in his infinite wisdom, he allows it to be so. This is the mystery of maturity. And I say mystery on this afternoon because the word mystery means something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain. And sometimes God does that in the life of the believers. Sometimes he does that which is difficult to understand or explain. Dare I say the words of Isaiah 55, verse 7 and 8, that theology, that understanding, that principle is at work in this particular verse. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I'm talking to that brother or that sister that prayed for something and you didn't get it. I'm talking to that brother or that sister that's been wrestling in the night season and it seems that nothing has broken. There has been no change in the condition. You got to say like Peter, even in the night season, Lord, I love you. I read for you from verse 18. But verse 17, Peter affirms his word, his love for our Lord Jesus. And our Lord Jesus has affirmed his love for Peter. But the affirmation of God's love is not an exemption from the tribulations and the tests and the trials. But there is good news. He is with us in them. So this passage, which seems so mystic, that means that which is beyond human intellect. It seems so mysterious, that which is hard to explain. When you were young, you dressed yourself. You went where you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will be dressed by someone else, and someone else will lead you where you do not want to go. Verse 19 said, Jesus spoke these words to speak to the death that Peter would die. But Peter is already dead. What is the advisement? What is the word of counsel? What is the godly gleaning for us in the 21st century? What does this mean for the believer who lives in the state of New York wrestling with the issues that are before us? What does it mean in this age when we have come through, looks like, two pandemics? What does it mean? I'm so pleased that you should ask. Henry Nouwen offers an attractive suggestion. Henry Nouwen says that this is not for us a word of
about our death, but this is a word about the life that we should lead. That this is a word about maturity. He starts to talk about youth. And when you were young, you went where you wanted to go. When you were young, you did what you desired to do. But when you are old, you stretch forth your hand and someone else will lead you. I wish you could see the picture of the maturing believer. When I was a child, I thought as a child. I spake as a child and I understood as a child. I wish you could hear the affirmation and see the progress that in this scripture from youth to old age, there is some maturation taking place. There is some progress taking place. I'm no longer doing what I want to do as I did when I was a young believer, but now I'm growing up in God and I'm doing what God would have me to do. I'm doing what Paul said in Romans, that 12th chapter, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, with that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I wish you could see the maturation in this text, that as it should be in the life of the believer, that there was a season in my life where I went where I wanted to go, where I said what I wanted to say, where I thought as I wanted to think, where I was not always sensitive and abiding to the principles of God, when I was walking in my own willful way. But I'm thankful that God has spared me from the Matthew 26 experiences and existences, and has forgiven me and has reminded me that I am forgiven. And since I am forgiven, then I want to do what Paul said in Philippians, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. Oh, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. That the mystery of maturity is that just as a child grows in night, in the night season, believers grow in night season. And sometimes we have to follow God in difficult places and painful circumstances and heartbreaking realities and tear-jerking truths and burdensome realities. But because we love him, we follow and commit to him in spite of the crisis. When I was a child, I was committed to him as long as the sun was shining. And I abandoned him when storms came. But Paul said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. That in this season of life where I am maturing, I'm no longer just paying my tithe when I think I have enough money, but I'm committed to him because he's committed to me. And I'm growing up, I'm putting away childish things, and my commitment makes me faithful to God even when I don't see a way. I believe he is the way, and I depend on him to make a way. So I give back to him that which he has given to me. Child of God, when you were a child, you went where you wanted to go. But when you're old, you stretch forth your hand. I wish you could see the surrender in this text. It seems that Jesus is not measuring maturity by seasons of life or stages of life, but Jesus is measuring maturity by our surrender. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting, yielded and still. Dear Lord, do not change your will for my life, or trials and sorrows to be, but renew my faith, make me strong. Don't change your will, change me. The night season, the moment, the hour of trial and test of our faith is how God develops disciples.
Some of you will remember the days before digital cameras, when we used something called film. We would put this film into our camera, and then we would take this film and put it into a little container, and we would take it to a developer. And that developer would take the film, and that film had to be developed in a dark room. But the photographer would take it to the developer, and the developer would give back a finished product. But in order for the product to be finished, it had to pass through the dark room, the stages that we pass through as believers, or sometimes dark places. But we do not pass through them alone. Surrender. Stretch forth your hand. Jesus says another will lead you and dress you and take you to places that you do not want to go. Do you love God enough for him to take you through some painful places? Do you love him enough for him to take you through the dark places? Do you love him enough for him to take you through the lonely places and the difficult places, if that is his will for your life? That God matures us, not all of the time by comforting us, but sometimes he matures us by confronting us. But perfect love casteth out to fear. And because we love him, we know that he is with us, and we are surrendered. But not only are we surrendered, that verse 18 says, stretching forth your hand, Father, I stretch my hand to thee, no other help. I know, and I know who I'm stretching my hand to. I am stretching my hand to the shepherd. I've said a word to you about surrender. I've said a word to you about stretching forth your hand. Now I want to say a word to you about the one whom you're stretching your hand to. Who are you stretching your hand to? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. I won't fear the dark places. I won't fear the difficult places. I won't fear the lonely places. I won't fear the hard places. Why won't I fear them? Because thou art with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil, and thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The mystery of Christian maturity is that we follow the shepherd in hard places. And if you haven't learned how to handle hard places, then it's an indication that you're still on milk. But Paul says that we ought to love the Lord our, that's Matthew 22, 36 and 37. Our Lord says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all of thy mind, all of thy soul, and all of thy strength. That your love for the Lord will make you follow him through difficult places, through lonely moments, because you love him too much, and you know you can't make it without him. And you know, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have made it this far. And because he brought me this far, I just don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. So I've got to hold on to him. I don't have anything else, and I don't have anybody else. I only have thee and thee alone. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help
in a time of trouble. So I love him so much, I'm clinging to him. Savior, more than life to me, I am clinging close to thee. Let thy precious blood applied keep me ever by thy side. Every day and every hour, help me feel thy cleansing power. May thy tender love toward me bind me closer, bind me closer. Through all of my tears, just let me get closer. With every burden, let me get closer. With every test, let me get closer. With every trial, let me get closer. Until I talk more like you, until I walk more like you, because that is my desire, to be more and more like thee. God bless you all today. The mystery of maturity. If there's one under the sound of my voice and you do not know Jesus, I extend to you the invitation. Say your name, and this is a beautiful body of believers, a loving family of faith. They will pray with you and help you to grow in the fear and admonition of our Lord. That is you, dear brother, dear sister. You're not active in a church home. You won't find a sweeter people of God than the Lord's people at the Shiloh Church. If that's you, my brother, my sister, why don't you make yourself known to us that we might welcome you into the family? The privileges of discipleship are now extended. We have done as God has asked, yet there is room for more. We will ask now that our prayer of consecration for the elements be offered.
Let us pray. We give thanks, O God, for the maturation process that you've allowed us through your mercy to endure. Over 100 years you have allowed Shiloh, because of your mercy, to come on a regular basis to your table. And you declare in your word that we should look back and examine ourselves, and then look back to the cross to remember the act of redemption that you have afforded for us. Accept now these elements, these physical elements that we present at your table, and change them from a common use to a spiritual use, and help your people to mature in you, to represent you wherever we go, and to give thanks for your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon. We now come to obedience of our Lord's command. We do this as he has required of believers. I pray that you have the elements before you. We may be in different places, but we all meet in the same person. That is Jesus Christ. Scripture says that on that night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took bread and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to all of his disciples. And the scripture says they ate it. Let us eat of the bread. The scripture said that likewise he took the cup, the fruit of the vine, the representation of his blood. He said to his disciples, I will eat no more with you until I eat it new in the kingdom. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. This representation of the blood, the fruit of the vine, now we receive as he gave it to all of his disciples. The scripture says they drank it. After they had eaten of the bread and after they had drank of the cup, the scripture says they sung a hymn and they went out.
as we go out, joined in spirit, united in Christ, fervent in hope, thankful that even through the maturation process, even as he is maturing us, he is still with us. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but this we know, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. My brother, my sister, the Lord bless thee, and the Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon thee, and the Lord give thee his peace in your labor and in your leisure, in your joy and in your sorrow, in your laughter and in your tears, when you rise up early and when you settle down late. Until that day when we shall all meet at the feet of Jesus, someday there'll be no more sunrise, and someday there'll be no more sunset. But until that day, my brother, my sister, go in peace, go in love, and go in joy. And the very God of peace, love, and joy, he's with you, henceforth, now, and forever, until we meet again. The Lord's people said together with glad voice, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Go in peace.
Thank you. Jesus.